Delighted that Douglas Carswell has joined us. He's been a very clear and principled politician ever since he went into Westminster. But I think to not just defect to UKIP, but to be noble enough to say, let's put this to a by-election, is one of the most remarkable things I've seen in my political lifetime. So I take my hat off to him. And I don't think anybody would think that this was the actions of just one person and that nobody else in Westminster feels this way. Of course there are people sitting on the Conservative backbenches, and indeed some on the Labour backbenches, who were so concerned about what's happening to this country. And you only have to see the immigration figures that have come out this morning to know things are hopelessly out of control. Douglas Carswell is one. Who's to say there won't be others?
Well, are there others? You must have been in conversations with other Tory MPs, Eurosceptic MPs, surely.
I'm going to focus today on the fact that our first Member of Parliament in Westminster has defected to us and caused called for a by-election to justify his decision. And that, I think, is the story of the day. There are others in Westminster having similar thoughts.
Well, how many?
Well, there are others in Westminster having similar thoughts.
Well, what's your message to them? Do you want other Tory MPs to come over
and join
you?
My message to them... Yeah. I think there are people who will be very surprised that this has happened in the way in which it has, and it will be an encouragement to others. But as I say, I think the focus today is on Douglas Carswell and a by-election in Clacton.
Because the point is, Conservative Eurosceptics will say, well, we don't need to defect because, you know, David Cameron is promising a referendum. So what will be the point?
Oh, yes, David Cameron gave us a cast-iron guarantee of a referendum, if you remember, on the Lisbon Treaty, and then let us down completely. And this referendum pledge was made in the nick of time to stop people defecting to UKIP. This referendum pledge only happened because of the strength of UKIP, and this referendum pledge isn't particularly sincere. After all, David Cameron will do everything he can to try and make sure that Britain remains a member of the European Union. And there are those of us out there that want our relationship with Europe to be based on trade and cooperation, not membership of political union, and urgently, we want to get back control of the borders of this country. And we're certainly not prepared to wait for a Prime Minister who looks unlikely to win the general election and who is promising a renegotiation that, frankly, isn't on offer.
Hasn't Douglas Carswell, in some ways, betrayed his voters? He was voted in as a Conservative MP, and now he's suddenly switched to UKIP, to an entirely different political party.
Well, you could argue that with any defection, and of course, over the last few years, there have been lots of defections. You know, a lot of Tories went and sat with Labour, and we've seen people moving across the floor. I mean, this is not an uncommon event. What is a very rare event, and I think this is the first time in over 30 years that a Member of Parliament hasn't just defected to another party, but has stood down as a Member of Parliament to say the voters must decide whether I can stay as an MP, that isn't betrayal in any sense at all. That is a very noble and honourable thing to do. And I suspect that across the spectrum, left and right, Eurosceptic and Europhile, a lot of people today will have a great admiration for Douglas Carswell in the way that he's handled this.
The reason I started off this interview asking you how many others were going to join you is that some people would say, actually, there's only one who's defected now, and perhaps that shows that Eurosceptics want to stay within the Conservative Party because they do think that David Cameron's path is the better way ahead on Europe. And perhaps it's not so surprising that one Tory MP has defected to you, but actually that is only one. And you said yourself in that news conference, for the last couple of years you've been having conversations and finally you've got one to defect, but only one. That's not actually a great victory for you, is it?
Well, I'm an angler, and I can tell you that one fish on the bank is a lot more than none. It makes a very, very big difference. Actually, the truth is that Eurosceptics have left David Cameron for UKIP in huge numbers, and I'm talking about his own members, and I'm talking about his own voters. In the country, a lot of people have left the Conservatives and come to UKIP, as indeed they've left Labour and come to UKIP. Douglas Carswell is the first one to come and join us. He's done it. He's called a by-election, and I think this is a very exciting event.
Nigel Farage, good to talk to you. Thanks very much for your time.